Welcome to your Weekend Pulse. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Sitting with me inside the KRWG studios, as she does each and every Friday, is Lorena Sanchez, Pulse Editor for the Las Cruces Sun News. Lorena, lots going on this weekend, and a weekend that many people have been looking forward to for quite some time now, with Plaza de Las Cruces officially opening. The dedication is this Saturday, so let's kick off the Weekend Pulse with that.
All right, so festivities actually start with a parade down Main Street. I know we have our farmers market on Saturday. It's actually going to go through the farmers market. So if you're there, you can catch it. You can enjoy the farmers market, enjoy a parade. But it's pretty much a whole day filled with a celebration for this plaza dedication and opening. The dedication is going to be at 2 o'clock. They're going to have live music, dance performances from like mariachis, ballet folklorico, as well as a ballet performance, I believe, that they're going to be having there on the plaza. And kids' activities, food, a bunch of stuff, and it's all going to end with a movie on the plaza, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, and that starts at 7:15.
And, of course, don't forget, there's going to be food trucks.
Yes.
Food trucks are going to be
food,
there.
Or you could, or they said you could take your own food and
no kidding.
Enjoy
okay.
it there.
Okay, cool. So that's happening. What time is it again? Starting at what
it's time? The parade's going to kick off at noon. It's pretty much set through the whole rest of the day after that.
Okay, now, here's a wonderful way to wrap up your evening is through the Selena tribute concert by Carla Perez taking place at the Rio Grande Theater.
Yeah, this is a part of their national tour series. Carla Perez is coming, very fitting time, Selena anniversary, so it's going to be on Saturday, 7:30. This woman looks like her. She sounds like
looking at the pictures, I'm like really intrigued by this because looking at, you know, the posters and everything, she looks just like Selena. So it should be a good show.
She gets a good response. So I'm really excited to see how this goes. I know so many people are a fan of hers in the area, and she's always really excited when there's a big Hispanic population.
And so it's going to take off at 7:30 on Saturday at the Rio Grande Theater. You can get your tickets in advance, or you can get them at the door. Disaseis in Mesilla. There's not a Disaseis that can go by without mentioning Mesilla. So let's talk about that. There's lots going on.
2-day event, as always. And of course, they're going to have a parade. This particular event also is going to include a tribute to Juan Gabriel, who passed away recently. So that's going to be a new addition to the roster, which of course always includes good food, vendors, live music, live dance performances. It's just going to be one of those celebrations on the plaza. And, of course, the greased pole climb.
You know, I made my daughter do that. I couldn't do it. I can't climb a pole that's dry, let alone greased. But that's going to be taking place on both days. It's sponsored by Andale Restaurant. They're going to have piñatas as well. But the special tribute performance of Juan Gabriel should be really interesting.
Yes.
So that's taking place. And on the taste for your impulse, Chavita's Market and Taqueria.
So I've driven by this place. I didn't know they actually sold hot food. So they sell meat, fruits, vegetables, and, of course, hot food like tortas. You get menudo on Saturday and Sunday, quesadillas. They have sliders. There's six of them that come in a giant pack. And usually when I think of sliders, I think, like, oh, I'm going to get three at most, right?
Yeah, it's typically three.
No, it's six in this pack, grilled. I mean, honestly, this is like good food where you just need something fast.
Where's Chavitas located? Because I know I've driven past it, but I can't recall where they're located at.
So they're off Highway 70. I believe the shopping center is near the Burger Time up there.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah,
because my daughter goes to Oñate High School.
I've always wanted to go there, but I also didn't know that they served hot food. But, man, the carne asada fries, the food that... Oh, and they have gorditas, which are in the... flour tortilla.
Really?
Crust, which...
Interesting.
Crust, I don't know, shell?
Shell, well, it's a shell. It counts as a shell.
Flour tortilla shell, which I've never tried that before, but they look really, really good.
Okay, so that's Chavita's Market and Taqueria off of Highway 70. All right, Lorena, thank you very much for coming in. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Lots to do.
Yes, thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.